Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Patrick Manley at his first combine. They didn't invite you in 1998?
No, and I'm glad they didn't. From what I hear the guys have to go through, I'm glad I didn't have to go through it.
Great. I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing now. You stepped away from your radio show as a full-time guy. What are you going to be doing now with the score in other places?
Well, I guess I retired again, so I'm not going to be doing the midday show from 9 to 1 every day. I've scaled back my hours to basically be their Bears expert or one of their Bears experts, continue doing the pregame show when the season comes back around, be a call-in host and then a call-in guest and then a fill-in co-host when they need me. So it was time for me to step back and realize that doing all sports was not for me. I want to stick with football, and that's what I want to go after.
There's a lot of excitement at Hallis Hall now, as you well know, with the additions and the changes that have been made. John Fox as a head coach and also bringing in Ryan Pace as a general manager. I know you talked to the players. What are they saying about these changes, and how excited are they?
I think the biggest thing I see and what I've talked to my former teammates about is that it's the experience now at the head coaching position and the coordinator positions. And then all the way throughout the roster. Now there is a staff with the Bears that I think as a player you can walk in day one and feel extremely confident and comfortable with.
Now, as a fan, which you are right now, as a former player, how excited are you and how fortunate do you think the Bears are that San Francisco and Denver both decided to move on, thereby freeing up some of the best coaches in the league for the Bears?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that you've got names now. And like I said, when guys walk into that meeting, they're going to see Vic Fangio and be like, this guy's done it before. This Adam Gase, he's done it before, and they've done it well. So I think that is the number one thing as a player. As a coach, you already have that respect for your players when they walk in. And then the other one is John Fox's track record at Carolina and Denver of turning programs around and taking them to Super Bowls.
I'm shifting gears a little bit. When I saw you here, I figured you were here to break down the long snappers at the Combine. Is that true?
No, and there is one long snapper here, so it wouldn't take much time.
So he's the best one here, is what you're saying.
I think he has that.
Are you going to have any contact with him while you're here?
I am. I'm actually having dinner with him tonight. My former football agent represents him as well, so I'm going to have dinner with him tonight.
That is absolutely awesome. Great stuff as always. We love talking to you all the time, and thanks for joining us at ChicagoBears.com.